Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. Tonight we are heating up as passions start rising and flying through the night air. let's see. We're in store for a very fun hour. I hope you are very excited, as I'm very, very excited to be here. Thank you all very much for coming out, everybody in the chat room, and everybody, already on the switchboard. All right. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about things that make you heated, and that was Sweat by Philly, the Drip Drop song. Oh my gosh, it's so hot. I love it. I love that song. So again, that song makes me want to have sex. I swear to it. It's like, you got the working groove, nice bass, and all of a sudden, it's really fast, and then slows back down. What a good ride. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure plenty of you out there would enjoy that. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, if you have something heated 972-727-2870. As most of you, I'm sure, can see. But just in case, if you're listening on another website, get a hold of that number. And you can go ahead and call it. Got plenty of lines open, so feel free. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit about my heated passions that are going on. As you all, I'm sure, are aware of, I am very, very much attracted to boys. And, of course, good-looking, sexy boys, you know. And a lot of them have been coming back into my life, which is pretty interesting. Because most of them are like straight boys, you know, pretty ridiculous. I know, I know. Trust me, I know what you think. But it don't matter. So, I've been enjoying what has been going on with all of these new connections and interactions. It's so, so intense. It gets so hot. It's just like, woo! Oh, freaking burning up over here. Burning up. And it's just making me so fiery for sure. Let's see, I have my moon in Leo, so that automatically makes me emotionally hot, like dramatic and like very fiery, passionate, burning. And I felt it would definitely be appropriate to do a show about fire and passion and heat, especially since we have a couple of planetary alignments going on right now, transitioning from Taurus, which is my sun sign, to Leo. I think that would be... hang on, I'm going to give you accurate information. A Mars-Juno square. So Mars is square to Juno, which Juno is the asteroid, big asteroid in our asteroid belt. And is going from Leo, from Leo to Taurus. So it's really fiery right now, and then it's going to get, I guess, a little more stable, you know, downtrodden, same path, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be pretty nice, I think. I'm going to be very comfortable with it myself, and there's probably some really, really good interactions going on for me, and hopefully for a lot of you as well. I know a couple of you here are very fiery. And you're definitely going to be feeling it, now more so than ever. So make sure that you kind of use it to your best advantage. And what I mean by that is make sure that things are not getting too heated for you. Make sure that you act out of love instead of fear. I cannot stress that enough. You gotta go from your heart and not from your head, either of them, if you know what I'm saying. Not some good move. Not good. Not good. I mean, maybe that's my opinion, but I feel strongly about that. So everybody enjoy the fire. I know that, last week or so, the moon was in Aries, and man, that was some intense-ass fire, let me tell you. Totally set on your own path, and like your path is the only one that's right. So intense. I saw so many, so many examples of that, I guess, for lack of a better term, of all these people getting too hot-headed. So, I guess we're going to talk about dealing with passionate and fiery energy, because sometimes, for some people, it's just hard to deal with. I know for myself, I had to learn to work with it. You know, I had to find my comfort zone and find how I interact with it myself. And I found that, again, with my moon in Leo, which, again, the moon represents your emotional self. My emotions were very dramatic and very intense and, like, just came out of nowhere sometimes. They're just so crazy. They're so crazy. But I learned to kind of channel them into a positive way that directly reflects upon me, my life, and others, of course. So recently, I have been using the Leo energy to fire myself up about things that I'm passionate about. And I've been finding that there's been more and more examples or more and more experiences, situations for me to do so. It's like, finally, now that I have started making these conscious decisions to change my attitude, change my own life for the better, absolutely, you know, of course, that these things are coming to me. New things are coming to me, these fire things, these things that I've been craving for so long, and I've been working so hard to get, and I could not get them because I was blocking myself with too much negative energy and negative things that I knew were wrong, personally. For me, it was just things that were wrong, and for my own, I guess, identity or character, or persona, whatever you want to call it, for myself, there are things that I knew would not help me in my goals that I really wanted to achieve. The goals that I really held near and dear to my heart and that I felt in my heart. And, of course, you know, I wasn't following my heart with these decisions. So I cut that part out of my life and I moved on. And now some new passions just come through. And it's just amazing how one simple thing, something so simple, can literally change your entire world. And I want you all to experience the effects of having such a positive mentality. I cannot stress enough that there is always, always that silver lining in any rain cloud. And, you know, nothing is bad, nothing is good. It's exactly what you make it out to be. So with that being said, I want you all to think of something that has made you feel very fiery or very angry, very intense, something that you almost could not deal with or got you into trouble, or something that really just, you know, just lit a fire underneath your ass. Maybe it's something good that you did, and of course I would love to hear about that, and good things that you have decided to do. And also, if you want to talk about some not-so-good things that happened to you and that you'd like to share or, you know, get a little bit of advice about. And let's see. I guess I'll be doing some chart readings. They won't be too long. They're just mini readings tonight. And also, I'll be doing card readings. So if you wish to receive one of those, just go ahead again and call in and raise your hand. And then just ask me specifically if you want any of those. Yeah, so it's up to you to tell me what you want. Like I said, you know, I'm here just doing my thing, talking to a computer and a phone, and you just got to call upon me to act. That's all. Once you let that fire under my butt, bam, the action is in place. But I must warn you that you need to be ready for what I'm going to tell you. If you're not comfortable with yourself, if you don't want to hear truthful things, then I suggest that you not call in, not get a reading, because it gets pretty intense in here. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm keeping it right here, bold, in front of your face, and nothing's stopping. Okay. So that being said, I gotta reload my switchboard because it's being crazy right now. Aha! Okay. So with that being said, I'm gonna play another fiery song. Oh my gosh, I think I have to. Okay. We're gonna play a little bit of Bad Romance to get that fire burning up. And like I said, whenever I play a song, I always get new energies in here. So I'm going to play it and see who comes through. And of course, oh my gosh, I always feel Lady Gaga is so fiery, especially Bad Romance. Whew, very, very hot, very hot, and very nice. That's what I'm saying. Oh, by the way, any of you in the Cleveland area, go to Bounce on Saturday. Derek Berry as Lady Gaga will be there performing. And I don't know how that's going to be. I'm pretty interested to see what kind of Lady Gaga impression or character that they're going to do. You can better believe that I will be there, and that will be a little bit crazy. All right, here's a little bit of Bad Romance. Let's heat that fire up.
Oh, oh, oh.
la la, while your bare old mask.
Aw, shit. Getting a little hot up in here. Got some people burning up in this chat room. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Alright. We're going to our first caller. Sorry, I keep getting text messages. Okay. Like I said, if you want a reading, let me know. You want your chart read, make sure you have your birth time, date, and place. Again, time is crucial. I will not give you a chart reading without it. I might call a couple people out because I know exactly who needs their chart read. Well, a couple of them. But others, I don't even know who you are. All right. So, let's see. We're going to put area code 440667. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
I don't need to tell you my name and where I'm calling from. You know who I am.
Oh, girl, I know exactly who you are.
Miss Reba McIntosh.
How are you doing, hon? I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know, I missed you. I was just listening to you talking about all that hot, fiery passion. I was like, damn, this boy sounds sexy as hell.
I'm fire. Woo!
Right?
Over here. I think I need to So, what's going on? What are you passionate about this week?
I don't even know. I'm going to see my mom on Sunday. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. And then I'm going down to South Carolina in, like, 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And there's my friend Cindy.
Yeah,
is trying.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. My friend Cindy's trying to hook me up with this dude down there. So I'm like, yeah, okay, what's up?
Yeah, baby, let's burn it.
Right. I guess he's, like, Australian, and he works in, like, this tanning salon, so I'm like, hey.
Oh, ooh, have you talked to him? I bet he's got a hot accent.
Oh, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh,
but she's
goodness.
Been telling me about him. I can't wait to go down there.
Man, them Australians, they are, like, They're all buff daddies and boomerangs. That man's going to throw you around.
Right. Oh, I can't wait.
Well, would you like a little bit of a reading tonight? See how that might go?
Sure, why not?
All right, good shit. All right. No, I have to talk a little bit about the reading. They are a little bit more intense, a little bit more in-depth. Now, what it is a form of hypnosis, but it's self-hypnosis as well as induced hypnosis, obviously, by yours truly, the Dream Teacher. And when we count the numbers, yeah, you're going to be under my spell.
Oh, man. Just what I've been waiting for.
All right. What we'll do here is we count down, well, actually we count up from 1 to 7. You've done this before. Every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. But again, what I need you to do is use your imagination. Take that number, put it in the very center of your head, and when you say that number, you will be sending it to me. So that way we can link on a way higher level. Anything that most people don't even know. You got me?
Oh, I got you.
All right. Good shit. All right. Now, you can go ahead and start at number one whenever you're ready, dear.
All right. One. Two. Three. Four.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Five, six, and seven.
Oh, damn. All right. Let's see here. We're going to do the reveal. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, talk about fire. Damn, boy. Oh, All right. Literally, all of these cards are orange reflected. All orange. All very, 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 very passionate sexual. Very sexual. Orange is a very sexual color. That's probably why it was my favorite color when I was a little kid. Who knows? But let's see. Now, the very first card we got is the Road. And as you've seen before, that is definitely reflective of changes. Now, the White, we've got, I'm gonna run the list, I'm going to tell you what the cards are, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. We've got the Road, the Cross, the Dog, the House, the Child, the Fish, and the Garden. Okay, now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of these cards are orange cards, okay? So it's very, very intense. And they're all in the middle, so they're surrounded by, socializing and changes, okay? So there's going to be definitely some changes coming up in your life, probably very soon. And it is something that is destined to be, okay? Now, I don't know if you've been thinking about getting a new home or like a new place to live or having the feelings of a new home, but it's definitely with friends. Okay.
Okay.
Do you understand that or no? Does
yeah.
that relate to you? Okay,
yeah.
Good. And I also, there's definitely children around. Okay. But
okay.
It could be either like literal children, but I don't think so. I think it could just be that childlike state. But I do know that you have lots of kids in your surrounding life. So I figured, you never know. But let's
yeah.
see. Yeah, the child next to the fish. So definitely some money is coming your way. And you're going to be going out, friggin' sharing, spending, loving everything, and like, oh, you're going to be feeling really, really passionate, like really, really intense. So, I mean, it looks pretty good. Like, it looks very friendly, homey, and very positive, definitely very positive. There's not one negative card, so don't you worry. And again, even if there was, there's always a positive to any negative.
Mm-hmm.
Change is always good. Again, I've preached this all day today. Change is the only constant. So count on it, accept it, and go with that flow instead of resisting the change. It goes way easier for you. So do you have any questions about your reading? Anything specific?
No, actually, I understand it completely.
Wow. This is like one of the first times, because usually you're like, oh, wait a minute.
I know.
It's that.
No, because like it's basically telling me, because like my father's been getting on my nerves.
Right.
And it's basically telling me, because I've been thinking about moving down to South Carolina to live with
okay.
my friend Cindy.
There you go. Exactly. Make sure you got that money, though. Make sure. Are you working?
That's why, like, when I go down there, get a new job, you know, it's easier to get a job down there than it is up here.
Absolutely. I just tried to move to Texas, and there's definitely more job openings down there than there are up here, and that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Cleveland is voted the most miserable city in America?
Oh, yeah.
How shitty is that? Like, as soon as I saw that, I just laughed. I'm like, go figure. I'm stuck in this friggin' dump.
Right,
you know what?
Right.
It just shows that us people that make the best of it are really what it's all about. We know what real happiness is, because you do have to be thick-skinned to live here. I was just talking about this with one of my good friends. She's on there. But we were just talking about that. You got to be thick-skinned and tough to be in Cleveland. There's, like, more crime here than most other places. And it's crazy. I never thought I would live in a place like this, but I did actually watch also something that said your attitude totally is reflected upon the environment which you live in. And just learning that, damn, I have got to get out of here.
Right.
Going down south where it's hot. Woo! All them hot, sexy cowboys. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know, right? Oh.
That is crazy. Then
you better
a little. You better keep both heads in line, Mister, because you're feeling.
You know what?
You better check yourself and make sure you're not doing anything too scandalous.
You know what? Take your own advice.
Hey now, I do not.
Oh yeah, now who's teaching who, Mr. Dream Teacher?
They don't even know. They don't even know. Actually, half of them are about to experience because they're all going to Bounce this weekend. It's
going
to be a
I'm going
crazy.
Tomorrow night. Everybody go out to Bounce tomorrow night to see Miss Reba McIntosh. She's not performing, but she's going to be up there.
Oh, no, no, no. We're going on ladies' night.
Fuck that. I gotta be up at frickin' like 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday to go see my mother. So I'm not going out Saturday night.
I gotta be up at 4 a.m. tomorrow, so what now, boy?
So? Do you think
so?
I care?
Absolutely.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Oh, getting a little sassy. I'm going to have to cut you off, boy.
Oh, I love you. You know this.
I know this. All right, well, thank you for calling in, hon. I'm so glad to talk to you. It's been so long.
I know. I wrote your brother.
I
wrote him, and you never wrote me back.
He was so mad at me. He was so pissed. He's like, Reba can write me, but my own brother won't even write me. It took you so long to write that bit.
He needs to write me back.
He's just
telling me you need to write me back.
I definitely will. I'm going to write him another letter and tell him, you better write Reba's bitch ass back, or he's going to smack you as soon as you get back.
Right. Well, bitch slap him with my back of my hand. Little pimp smack.
There you go.
Bye.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'm so glad we got to talk. Do you want to listen, or I'm just gonna put you on mute, and you can decide what you want, okay?
Okay.
All right, dude. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
All righty. Oh, my goodness. I gotta blow myself off. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's do a little chat room check real quick. Hey, Charisse88. We got a couple guests. Hey, you guests, don't forget. Actually, I'm just going to tell you right now. Go sign up for an account so we know your name and we can better interact with you in the chat room. It's free to join, and it's so much better because I can call you out by name. And then if you listen to the show on Archive, which any of you can do if you like to listen to your reading over again, you can go ahead and listen, click on my page, and listen to the show anytime you want, every show that's been up here. Or you can actually download it if you like your reading and you want to hear it just to make sure and check out to see if everything happened the way you thought it was. So, guests, don't be afraid. Sign up for an account, and I look forward to calling you out. Actually, let's see. We got two from the United States and one unknown. So, thanks, guys. All right. Miss Inspiration, my dear Courtney. Hello, hello, love. Thank you so much for coming. And Rhea Ann, oh, hey, girl. So glad you got to come this week. I know that I missed out on giving you your reading last week, so make sure you call in today so I can give you a reading tonight. Again, if you want a reading, let me know. Just tell me when you're on the air with your hand up. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 440-897. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Painesville.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm setting up an account right now. I'm doing it as we speak while I was waiting and listening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so what are you so passionate and fiery about today?
Well, you know, I had a bad day at work today.
Yes.
I don't even, and you know what the worst thing is I don't even know what even ignited that fire. You know, I mean, I know I'm fiery, you know, but am I that strong to ignite something, to really start what I just felt was just out of control? And that isn't like me. That isn't me. And then, okay, so I come home, pray to my gods, you know, and I get through, I get, you know, I'm able to get through the rest of my day, you know, what's left of it, you know, and, you know, and my best friend's leaving and she's moving away. So that's hard on me too. And I go to the store and I'm sitting and my kids, my cousin, I roll with my cousin and I go to the store and I'm waiting in the car because I'm cold. And next thing you know, this little boy flicks us off. So my cousin was offended, like, oh my gosh, that kid is just a kid. Why is he, how does he even know what that finger is? You know, and know how to do it to someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my cousin is all pumped and she's like, I mean, you know, and she was very nice. She's like, she was offended. She knocks on the, you know, she gets the woman's attention. This woman flipped out. She flipped out, Brandon. She came after me, dude. I tried to explain to her. I tried to explain to her, like, hey, why would we lie about something like this? Look, if that, I've got my children in the car right here. Why would I, I just don't think you're thinking about this with enough sense, you know, like, wait, slow down.
Yeah.
You know, too hot-headed. You know how you were talking about someone being hot-headed earlier today? Okay, well, I mean, just before, I mean, she just came at me. She came at me, tried to swing on me. I put my arm up. She falls on the ground. There's people all around. And she's calling me all types of bitches. She's going to fuck me up. Well, you know, a fight in Painesville is like, you know, that's a big deal.
Whoa.
Next thing you know, five cops deep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't throw me up against the car. Surprised they didn't throw me up against the car. Okay, the cop comes up, what happened here, and I explain to him in the nicest way I could what happened.
Right.
And he asked me if I wanted to press charges on her. And I said, no, it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, it really wasn't. Look, she blew it out of proportion. But I just felt like, okay, I'd already had a bad day. Okay, and I really don't like having bad days. I don't. I like having good, positive, uplifting days. What can I do to better myself and better the people that I'm around and even strangers? What could I do? Could I cheer you up with a joke? Could I, you know, make you laugh with a comment? You know, something. Why today? I just, and like, and you know what my thing is? Is
what's that?
I don't know what to say, Brandon. I'm just hot. I'm mad. I'm angry.
Yeah, you're burning up. Feel that.
I am. So I would like a reading, sir. I would like a reading.
All right, let me just get at a couple things. You've been burning up all day, you know.
All day, like, I can feel my skin frying.
Yeah, right? It definitely feels like that. And, like, you remember we went over your chart, like, a couple weeks ago. You've got so much fire in your chart. You've got so much energy. And with all
Right, because my moon's in Leo, which is fire, is hot. Right, okay.
Wait. No. I think your moon is actually in Sagittarius.
Oh, was it in Sagittarius? Okay. I know something else was in Leo, which was also another fiery sign or something like that.
I think it might have been your Mars.
Okay.
But that's okay. Because Mars is definitely going through a whole little thing in itself, too. It's being connected to... Actually, I'm going to look it up real quick because I do not like to give false information.
right?
Hang on. Moon is connected with Mars. And let's see. The moon is transiting into Leo, which is fire. So it's definitely, you're definitely feeling the effects of that. For sure.
Right.
It's your emotional self, so it's going to be even more intensified, and it's going to make you more passionate. And, like, you know, it's kind of like a test for you. It's like, okay, let's see if we can give this girl all the fire that she can handle, and what is she going to do with it? Okay? And I feel like it was kind of a test for you. I feel like you were being pushed to your limits, and they're going to see, well, I guess it's kind of to show you how you can, or how you do handle and compose yourself in certain ways. Now, of course,
right.
That flame was ignited today.
Oh, yes, it was. I was a total potty mouth.
Yeah, it's very true. And then, you know, you got, like, the second round, you know? You got that whole other freaking crazy-ass lady that came out of nowhere, you know, left field. So it's like,
right. What the fuck, dude? Like, is it, was today should have been the day that I stayed in bed all day? You know? I mean, really?
No way. Because you know what? Look at all this attention. Look at all this interaction and this experience that you got. Like, I mean,
oh,
really, if you want to
experience,
forget that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, it's crazy feelings. You know what? Not many people feel that. And honestly, you should consider yourself lucky that you have that, because you can certainly use things like that to your advantage. Like, you would be such a good, like, motivational speaker, like someone to light the fire underneath somebody else's ass for once, you know? And
right.
Like, light their fuse, and, you know, you got to take that into consideration and use it to your advantage. Sometimes when you think something is a weakness and it comes out negative, it's telling you that you need to reverse. Since we do live in a world of duality, there's always an opposite, and do the opposite and see if that works 10 times better. If not, then it's not your thing. It's not meant to be. Well, let's see. I'm going to give you a little bit of reading and see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Now, again, I don't know if you heard me explain before, but it is a little form of self-hypnosis as well as induced hypnosis, again, by yours truly. What I need you to do is count in increments from the number 1 to the number 7. Every time you say a number, I want you to imagine that number right in the middle of your forehead, right where your quote-unquote third eye is, okay? And when you speak that number, when you say it out loud, imagine that number sending to me right into the middle of my forehead. So that way we can get a way better intuitive connection, okay?
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and start at number 1 whenever you are ready.
1, 2,
ooh.
3, 4, 5,
mm-hmm.
6,
mm.
7.
All right. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I have quite an interesting feeling about this. Oh, my. Okay. I'm going to, let's see. The main theme with your reading, okay, is pretty much, oh, God, you know what I feel like doing right now? Got to kick back my feet and relax with this reading because, whew, this is all about wish fulfillment. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you, I'm going to actually tell you what the cards are, and then I'm going to tell you the meaning. Now we have the stork, the lily, the house, the star, the heart, the road, and the fox. Now there's some really, really good connections here. The star is your central card, and it's surrounded by the heart and the house. Now this is suggesting that wishes are going to be fulfilled, directly relating to home issues and issues of the heart. Okay? Now, we have the stork, which is very suggestive of movement, and it's next to the lily, so I think that movement is going to be happening in your professional and work life. It's going to definitely give a boost to your entire household, increasing the energy, increasing those positive feelings, and giving those wishes the ability to actually develop in your own life. It's the it's like your luck is coming through. Okay? Now, like I said, we have the heart and the star. So it seems that something with your love life is finally going to come through. But it is totally, totally a different change of heart. Okay? It's next to the road. And the road is very, very, very much related to change. It suggests taking a new path. It tells you that new things are going to be put in front of you. And the road is next to the fox. And the fox is very sly, you know, obviously. And it can mean that somebody may try to trick you. Okay? But I'm actually going to pull another card to see if it's going to be a person or if it's yourself. An aspect to yourself that you kind of need to take in a sly demeanor. Alright. I'm just going to pull randomly and just let's see this box. Okay. The child came up. You need to look out because one of your kids might try to trick you about something. He's being sly about something and you gotta look out. And those kids are sneaky sometimes. You never know. I was such a sneaky little bastard when I was younger. So, again, being smarter sometimes than the parents was always a nice thing. So how do you feel about your reading? Do you have any specific questions? What do you feel?
You know, I see it. I know where you're at, man. I know where it's at. And I'm kind of just speechless. I really don't know what to say. I kind of got to absorb that. I'm one of those people, yeah. I gotta listen to it, and now I got to think about it. And I'll let you know next Thursday.
Damn, that's two in a row tonight. I'm on a roll.
Oh, you're on fire. You said it today, too. You said I'm on fire. All right, babe. I'll talk to you later.
All right, hon. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. It's awesome. All right.
Take care, babe.
Bye.
All right. Whew. That was intense. Oh, my gosh. I'm burning up from that one, too. I cannot help it. I don't know what it is, but like I said, I am on a roll. Don't even know. All right. We're going to take the next caller. I'm going to get to an area code 614, and I'm pretty sure this is, well, I'm going to have you introduce yourself because I like it that way. All right, so caller 614, please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Rhea, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Rhea. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Doing good. Oh, you're so quiet tonight.
No, I've just had a long day.
I can feel that. You're not feeling that fiery energy that a lot of us here are feeling, are you?
No, it's been, this is why I need you, because it's been a long week. I don't even know what's going on, because I usually am. You know me, I'm usually kind of, you know, energetic and all that kind of stuff, and I'm tumultuous kind of there.
Usually, yes. But, I mean, I haven't seen you in years.
I know.
So, I mean, we all change, of course, you know.
Right.
So, let's see. Do you have any issue in particular in your mind as it relates to, like, romance or your career or...
you just hit them both on the head.
Of course.
Romance, definitely, but career as well is one of those things that's been, like, on my mind a lot.
So you've been thinking about a change in direction, maybe?
Possibly.
Possibly. It's something that you haven't looked into much, is it?
No.
Okay. And that's definitely a new job, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to be able to provide you with a little insight, okay?
Okay.
Just from reading you right now, you have to go somewhere where you feel like home, okay? And you know that saying, home is where the heart is?
Right.
Okay. You got to follow your heart. You have to follow your heart on this one. You have to know if it's the right thing for you to do. I would suggest waiting. Wait for the moon to kind of clear out. Wait for that full moon, because it's going to be, this full moon is supposed to be very, very enlightening, very, very energetic. And I think that if you wait until that time, good things are going to be moving towards you, and literally that wish and that desire is going to be fulfilled. It's going to bring you some guy.
Okay.
I see right. some sort of guy. And it could, I think somebody is going to be provoked into an argument, okay? And that's going to make you heated. That's going to make you passionate. And it's going to ignite something that I don't think you felt in a long time.
Okay.
And it's going to be very, very new to you. It's going to make you feel pretty much like a kid again, you know? Like, it's going to be it's going to be a little childish, and you might want to, you know, vacate for a little bit, get out of the area, whatever.
Right.
And I think your thoughts, oh my God, your thoughts are just going to keep eating away at you.
It's bad, isn't it?
And
oh my God.
They do. They keep, like, nibbling away, and you got to let go of those negative things. You really do. You just got to seriously, like I said, I don't think you were here actually when I said this, but there is always that silver lining in every cloud. And, you know, something is only good or bad if you name it that way, if you label it that way, because you're the only one that has ever had this perception. You're the only one that is ever going to live in this body. You know, nobody's ever going to have the same mind, the same soul, you know, the same body as you do right now. So you're the only one that can truly know what is best for you, and you're the only one that can determine it. So if you, for example, let's just say you friggin' get your foot stuck in a mousetrap, okay? Most people are going to be like, oh my God, that was the worst experience of my entire life. But if you kind of take it and spin it around, and you're like, oh my God, that was so funny. Usually they do shit like that on Jackass. I feel like such a jackass. I'm so cool. Like, honestly, it completely, completely changes your attitude 180 degrees. Let me give you a perfect example of something that happened to me this week. Friggin', of course, the one day, you know, I have off of work on Monday, and I'm sitting here, and I just waking up, going to pour myself a nice glass of grape juice, and I friggin', literally, this is the worst thing that could ever happen with me and grape juice. I drop the pitcher, and it lands on the corner, so it literally exploded everywhere. And when I say everywhere, that is not an exaggeration. It went everywhere, on the ceilings, on the walls, all the way in the hallway, on doors, on my attic. It went on my dog. It even went as far as to spray into my mom's room on her freaking curtains. How the hell that happened behind her bed is beyond me. And as soon as it happened, you know what? I could have very easily gotten really pissed off because, you know, it's dark grape juice. That shit does not come out for nothing.
Right.
And I sat there and laughed. I laughed my ass off. I laughed so hard, and the whole time I was cleaning up the mess, I just laughed. And you know what? It kept my attitude completely positive and so strong. I got the work done before I even ran out of half of my day. You know, I had to end up painting the walls and shit, and I had to clean up everything. It was the worst mess I've ever experienced in my entire life. But you know what? I had a smile on my face the whole time I was doing it. And that is how I learned myself to have fun again. Like, I kind of lost that to myself after a while. And, like, it's so nice when you can just laugh at yourself and laugh on your own. You know what you're saying?
So much stuff has happened all at once, and I just, there's so much stuff that I'm thinking about, and there's so much stuff that is going on that, like, I can't sleep. Like, everything is going through my head, and I don't, and it's like I can't sort it out, and I can't get it out of my head, so it's just, it's like dragging me down.
Oh my goodness, babe.
Awful.
Babe, so dreadful. That is so dreadful. I know that feeling. I truly do. I truly do.
Right.
And it is not one that is easy to live with, especially when it is taking from your sleep. It's not good. You need that beauty sleep. You know, you need to recharge. You need that battery to feel juiced up again. And you are very much in luck. Listen, do you have some kind of particular man in your life right now? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm just going to tell you straight up. There's no bullshit here. I'm going to give you the straight up details. I feel like you need to cut him out. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like that is something that would be good for you. I feel like I think you need to just take some money and go on some kind of trip. You need to, like, get out of your environment. You need to go, like, literally, like, let's see, what is your biggest fear?
Being alone.
Okay. You need to go and conquer that. You need to go. No, I know. It's funny because it's true, dear. I'm not kidding. You need to go out on your own and literally climb, like, a freaking mountain by yourself. I feel like that would be very, you know what, doing something very physical like that would be so good for you because, you know, I do know that you're a Taurus and that physical things really relate to you very well. And if you do something like that, that is seriously going to change your entire outlook. A little experience like that is going to literally change your entire attitude about life. You need to do that. And I know it may sound crazy, but that's just what I'm getting. And I don't understand it, but I think you do. And you need to go out and conquer that mountain. You need to take on this big obstacle and conquer your fear alone. Because when you do, you're going to feel so much more justified and so much more reliable. And you know what? I have to tell you, you have a knight in shining armor coming to save you right around the corner. All right. How are you feeling?
You know what? I was actually, it's funny that you said that because actually I've been thinking about my brother and my sister-in-law have 9 kids.
Cool.
Okay, 9.
Oh. All right.
Holy crap.
Hang on 1 second, Rhea. Hang on 1 second. I have to close the show. It's almost over, so just hang on, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Hang on 1 second. It's going to go into archive.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad you came here, and I'm so excited. Hopefully, you all got some ignition in your pants, like that fire in your ass, working that passion up. I feel it burning it up. With me, Facebook me for sure. Give me a call next Thursday. Glad to see you all here and have a great night. Sweet dreams, everyone. All right. I just wanted to make sure that I said goodbye to all the people that are on streaming. But we're still
okay.
on and still going to be in the archives, okay?
Okay.
All right. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I did not mean to cut you off.
Hey, my brother and my sister-in-law live in Lima.
Okay.
And they asked me if I could come up and stay for a while because they know all of what's been going on with me, and they thought it would be, you know, a change of scenery kind of thing. And I've been thinking about going up there, and I know that I could get a job for just a whatever job, and I could probably get a little apartment or whatever, but I mean, I think it might be good to get away from everything for a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so good, especially for you. Like, just that physical sense is just so strong
right.
for you. And when you change your physical surroundings like that, I was just talking about that earlier. You know, when you stay in a shitty place, it really brings your mood down. And, like, sometimes people can't overcome that, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes people just cannot get over the fact that, you know, it's snowy, it's nasty, the weather's gross, all I see is buildings and cars and smog all day, you know? And that is so depressing. It's so depressing. It really brings down a spirit for a lot of people. And, you know, especially for yourself, because you are so physical, you know, you do relate to
right.
this physical world so well, and you are very grounded. And I feel like you lost touch of that. I feel like you lost sight of that. And you need to go reground yourself. You need to go experience new places, because a new surrounding can seriously do wonders just for your, you know, attitude and your change of heart. Absolutely. I agree with
you.
I believe that 100%, and I follow that for myself, you know?
Right. I mean, not to make a long story short, I went through like a really bad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was because I got pregnant and lost a baby.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry,
yeah.
dear. I'm so.
I know.
My ears are ringing because of that. That's crazy.
I know. It was really hard for me. And then, you know, going through the breakup and everything was just, you know, made things 10 times worse.
Of course, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I've had such a hard time with being alone.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better when I'm around all my nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they're my kids or anything like that, but just being around them, I don't know if that makes sense, but being around them, you know, makes me feel better.
Absolutely. You know, kids have such innocence and beauty to them. They're such beautiful, you know, beings here. They're so, like, I have a feeling that kids are, like, way more smarter and developed and connected than any other adult or teenager person here, because, you know, they just were born, you know what I mean? So they're the most connected with whatever the quote-unquote creator power is. And they're more in tune with it than we are. You know, they have their imagination, which runs absolutely wild. And just being around kids, I'm sure, you know, lightens up your spirit. Do you happen to know what time you were born by chance?
If I remember, like, around 1 o'clock.
Okay. I would love to read your chart. I have a feeling that you have, like, a moon in Leo as well. And that means that you can relate well to kids. I have a moon in Leo, too. So I'm definitely, like, a kids person. But, like, right now, I just don't get it. And I don't have many kids around me. But I definitely am curious to see your chart. So if you find out your exact birth time, because I don't do charts without your exact birth time, because I don't want to give any misread information.
Right.
So if you find that out, I would absolutely love to do your chart sometime on Thursday.
That would be so cool.
And it's like, you know, it's a really nice thing to have somebody kind of know exactly what you feel without even being in front of you or even having to know you. It's a really cool feeling to just have another person tell you that.
Okay.
And it kind of just gives you an affirmation, you know, and it helps you with your strengths and your weaknesses and, you know, where you can focus and where you can, you know, use to your advantage, what you have to look out for, et cetera, et cetera. And it just helps you look at things in a way bigger picture. So figure that out for sure. Find out your birth time.
Oh, yeah.
I need both time, date, and place so that we could do that. So for future reference, take that down.
Gotcha.
I'm good. Let's see. This guy, it's really important that you cut him out because he's only hurting you and because it's something from the past and it's a very negative past experience. It has to be something that you just have to cut out of your daily thought because it's dragging you down constantly. Okay? And you know what? It's not even him. It's you're dragging yourself down.
Yeah.
And if you truly deep down in your heart do not want to feel like that, then you need to take the initiative. You need to light the fire underneath your own ass. And you need to tell yourself, be like, you know what? No. I am done, you know, feeling like this. I don't care what it takes. I am done feeling like this. No matter what, I am going to do something for myself that makes myself feel good. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, but it really genuinely has to make you feel good. And I believe that's why you called in tonight, is to, you know, get some kind of reiteration, justification that, you know, you can feel good again. And believe me, dear, you can feel good again. I was in one of the most depressing relationships ever. And you know what? A lot of people have been going through this feeling lately. It's very, very predominant just recently. And it's like, I almost have to laugh because I'm like, wow, you know, I just friggin' went through that. And it's been, you know, over a year and a half. And am I still over it completely? Hell no. Hell no am I not over that shit. But I have grown so much because of it. You know, I was just talking about this with somebody else, and there is a study about love. This woman did a total huge research, scientific study on love and the chemical feelings of love and, you know, the addictive properties of it. And she compared it to a heroin addict's need and addiction to shoot up more heroin, okay?
Right.
And that, okay, I don't know if you know about heroin addicts, but they go crazy if they do not have their fix. They literally go crazy,
right.
And they'll pretty do anything, you know, to get that. Like a true addict, they'll freak out. They freak out. They're nuts, okay?
Right.
And the woman said that the feeling of trying to get a love back is greater than that of the heroin addict's need for heroin. So that just tells you automatically how strong and powerful that feeling is. Now,
right. This
may work for you, it may not, but what I did for myself is I took that feeling and I manipulated it to the way that I wanted. I took that feeling and that's when I started projecting myself. That's when I started recording my music. That's when I started putting myself out there and starting to figure out myself, you know, starting to make a name for myself. That's when I actually started creating and doing things on my own. Nobody else helped me, just myself. And you know what? If I didn't do that, I would not be here talking to you right now. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And I am so grateful to actually be here, to have this show, and to be able to talk to you. I cannot tell you how amazingly
grateful
too. What was that?
I said everybody else is grateful too.
I know, right? It's like, it's just so, so amazing. And like, now, I mean, yeah, it's been a rough road, but you know what? I have to ask you, how can you know what real love is if you don't experience some heartbreak on the way?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? how can you know what it really is if you don't know what its opposite is? For example, how can you know if something is really hot? Like, how can you know that fire is hot unless you know its polar opposite, cold?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How can you know what dark is if you never experience light?
Yeah.
Okay? There's always a silver lining. And if you take that negative experience and that negative feeling and you say, you know, there's going to be a positive to come out of this. I know it sucks right now and it does not make me feel good, but I know that because I feel like this, that something else good is coming into my life. And that's why changes are always happening to us, and you just have to be readily available to accept changes. Because you know what? It is it's in human nature to kind of wake up every day and let the day happen as it did yesterday. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like an automatic assumption that it's going to happen kind of like yesterday did. You know, you're going to get up, you know, and like go in your little routine, shower, work, et cetera, et cetera. Or, you know, whatever your routine is. And it's just like, okay, you know, I kind of want the gist of the same thing to happen again, you know. Go drive, maybe change up my breakfast or change up the route I take to work. You know what I mean? But, like, if you you actively change it yourself, it's going to give you, and if you change it through your own heart, and that's my most important message that I can give you right now, is you got to find your heart, and you got to find where your heart lies and what seriously makes that beautiful, beautiful heart of yours sing. And out loud, you have to know that there is something else out there that is going to make you feel as good, if not better, than what you have previously experienced. And you know what? I think for you, that's friendship and loyalty. That's really going to help you a lot. I feel like that's very strong for you. And your home environment as well. Your home is very, like, you're staying in the same place that you experienced that relationship with the guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you already kind of have negative feelings tied down to it a little bit. It's like, oh, you know, I was here with him. I was there with him. Oh, gosh. You know, like, I'm so reminded of everything from him. But if you, if you definitely change those scenes and just think positive, think of, like, okay, this is a picture that you really should picture right now. Picture you and a bunch of your girlfriends, okay? And, you know, picture it, go back, like, a couple years. Go back, like, go back to grade school. And imagine you gossiping, talking about all these boys, and just giggling and laughing, like, oh, my God, did you see what you did to her face? You know what I mean? Like, stupid shit like that. It's, like, that stuff that has kind of, it's, like, destined to be with you, okay? And you definitely have that positive, girly feeling to you.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like, seriously, for you, it's destined to be social. It's destined to be social. And, like, what's your social interaction right now? Do you go out a lot? Do you hang out with a big group of friends? Like,
no.
Or is it the complete opposite?
Not right. Well, since I went through everything, I've been kind of, you know, like a hermit.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I haven't been going out. I haven't been calling up friends and all that kind of stuff. It's just been kind of...
Okay, let me ask, do you mind if I ask you where you work right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
At a salon over in Worthington.
Okay. I think what you need to do is you need to go out with those girls. You need to go out with them. I think something's going to happen, and you're just going to end up getting some kind of opportunity, and you need to take it. You have to act on that moment that it comes to you, and you have to take it, because it's going to be so positive for you. It's going to be so good for you. It's going to be like that. You're just going to know, you know what I mean? Like, you're just going to know. And, like, maybe you'll be a little hesitant and resisting to go out a little bit, but it's just going to be, like, your past self just, like, eating away at you. Like, no, don't go. I don't want to do anything. I can't do it. Like, I can't just go out. Like, I just can't do that. It doesn't work for me. I got to, you know, go do what I've been doing forever. You have to just consciously change that. And there might be that voice inside of you that says not to go, but you're going to feel it strongly somewhere else. Okay? And you need to take that initiative. I'm telling you. If you really, truly, truly want to feel good and feel better and get over this, you've got to jump on that and take the initiative. You have to go out and do something and get your mind off this shit. And this is going to be like a very much a waiting time for you, you know. It's going to be like a trial and error, if you will. It's going to be, it takes, you're going to have patience through this because, you know, it's not an easy thing to get over. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is some rough stuff that you've got going on. And it's definitely not easy. And, you know, I admire you so much because I don't know how I could deal with that, you know. Especially losing a child as well as the relationship. That would absolutely just break my heart. And I feel for you. I do. I swear I do. And I know the feelings. No, let me take that back. I understand the feelings. I don't know them exactly, but I do understand them. And I do understand what it feels like. Again, because I have experienced a similar situation myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that we do have, like, I don't know, I think that you can relate to me pretty well. I mean, you know, we have talks before in the past. So, you just got to go with it. You got to be by friends. You got to be by those girls. And you got to go out. You have to go out. You really do. And you know what? What if you meet, like, the man of your dreams there? You would never know unless you went out. You know what I mean? Like, he could be there. He could be waiting, you know, literally calling your name, like, I'm here, over here. Like, you don't even know who he is. He's calling his best friend, Rhea, and you're like, oh, hey, I'm drunk. Who are you? You know what I mean? Like, just something stupid like that. You never know unless you get out there, hon. You never, never know. And that's why I don't want you to regret something that passes you by. And that's like, because I hate seeing people regret things, you know? Because we do have free will and we can make conscious decisions. We are literally blessed with that gift to be able to choose, you know, our destiny. And I would hate if you choose one that's going to make you upset and miserable. I really would. That would absolutely break my own heart. It really would. Oh, my God. See, my throat's getting all clogged. Oh, my God. I feel like I want to cry. Oh, this is so crazy. You need to embrace that inner woman. I'm going to pull a couple cards. Do you want, like, I've been pretty much reading it the whole time, but, like, do you want, like, a card reading?
Sure.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to give you a card reading, and then I'm going to sign off because I have to go into bed soon. I have to wake up at 4 a.m. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I know.
You're real quick.
I'm just working, doing my thing because I got my own plans. I got my own goals. And you know what? This is, like, the first time in a long time that I have been happy and single at the same time.
Well, good. Like,
seriously. Exactly. And you know what? You can feel like that too, I swear to God, because if I can do it, you can absolutely do it. Absolutely. Right. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I have to share something with you, and like, it was such a crazy realization for me. Like, when I was younger, I was always such a positive person. I'm like, there was nothing ever wrong with my life. No matter what happened to me, you know, I moved around so many times. There were so many divorces,
right.
So many people screwing me over. And no, everybody, like, especially Ashley, you know, when we were dating.
Yeah.
She, like, I felt like she admired me because, you know, I was so strong for going through all this bullshit and having just this crazy shit happen to me. And she's like, you know, I could never do that. I couldn't go through that. And then, you know, I was even there for her negative experiences and supporting her. And, you know, I was just doing it all. And I had no problem with it. I was so okay. Like, I'm like, you know, I have plenty to go around for everybody. And
right.
Let's see, yesterday I said, today I realized that my life is so perfect. And that is what inspired me to start helping others in the first place. That feeling that I felt so long ago was what inspired me to actually start going out and helping people. And when someone can come to you for advice, it kind of tells yourself that you really must be doing something right. So, I mean, I'm going to help you through this, absolutely. And the main thing is it's going to take some time. You do have to be patient. But, like, it works. You know, things work out. Things plan out. And what I'm going to have you doing is literally teaching people how to be happy and in a positive state like you will be when I'm done with you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the plan because you're not going to be able to learn it until you can actually teach it to somebody else. Until you
right.
can. That's how you're going to understand it. So I hope you're excited. I hope you think about that very strong and what the hell is going to be happening, okay? That's what I want you I want you to focus on what the hell I'm going to have you teaching people and sharing with people and how you're going to make them feel better. That's what I want you to focus on.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of a reading real quick.
Okay.
Again, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to, you know, give you some sweet little information. I'm just going to tell you how it is and how it's going to be. All right.
Okay.
Now, as you've heard before, this is a little bit of a form of self-hypnosis on your part and induced hypnosis by my part. What I need you to do is count in increments from the number 1 to the number 7. And I want you to picture each number in your head and put it right consciously. Imagine that number is being put in the very center of your forehead. When you say that number out loud, imagine sending that number to me and placing it in the middle of my forehead, okay? And that's going to allow us to have an intuitive connection and be able to read you way better, okay?
Okay.
All right, so whenever you're ready, go ahead and start at number 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. So this is going to be for just like kind of your near future.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh my goodness. Whew. All right. Got some good interaction going on here. All right. Your main, the main theme of your reading is travel. Okay. You're going to be traveling a lot, I think. Or it's definitely going to be on your mind. Now I'm going to tell you each card, and then I'm going to tell you what they mean. We have the bear, the stork, the key, the ship, the sun, the snake, and the garden. Now the bear is bold and strong, okay? It's a very, sometimes they can literally mean a big person, but this is going to be, okay, it's next to the stork, which is a card of movement. So this is so funny. Okay, you're going to have to take a bold, strong initiative to pretty much take on the world and, you know, take on your own self. And you're going to have to kind of move yourself along. And this is going to give you, like, a key of insights, an intuitive knowing about going somewhere and going to find your sunlight. Okay, you're going to go and find the thing that literally makes that sun shine within you.
Okay.
And the sun is next to the snake. And what the snake usually represents is the snake is very wise. Okay? And it is very, it's not like the fox where it's not sneaky or cunning or anything. It's wise and it knows how to keep its mouth shut. Like, speech is silver, but sometimes silence is golden. So you may have to hold your tongue in certain situations. And I feel like it could be an upcoming social event for you. Somewhere that you would maybe typically find, like, couples or love or something like that, or maybe you related it to that. Be wise in what you're saying. Make sure you think about what you say before you say it. I think you're going to be in okay position. Okay? So do you have any questions about your readings? What do you feel? How do you feel that this relates to you?
I think that I like the fact that it came up that I do need to travel, that I do need to change something.
Absolutely, but it's your very center card. The ship is your very center card, and that's hardcore travel. And it's going to bring you sunlight. You just have to do it. You got to do it. You just got to be strong, and everything is going to move your way. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that,
okay.
that makes me feel a lot better than it. Because I was kind of on the edge of whether I should go or not, and whether I should leave.
I would definitely advise you to just go. I mean, what's really holding you back where you are now?
Nothing.
Exactly. You gotta go. You gotta do it. You gotta experience. Seriously, there's so many steps you still have left to take in life, and why not take them in another place, you know?
Right.
Why not?
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. You have so much life ahead of you, hon. This is just a little bump in the road. I know it sounds so typical, but oh God, is it so simple and true.
Yeah, I know. My mom always tells me that not every day is going to be like today.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
She's a smart
woman. You got to let good things come to you.
So. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome, hon. I hope you feel a little bit better. And you know what? Just keep thinking about what's in store for your future. What's going to happen? What could possibly happen that is going to completely change your life.
Right.
Oh, dear, I hope you feel way better. And you know what? You need to focus on something else before you go to sleep. I wanted to say something about that, too, because that's just, you're just going to argue with yourself, forever. Think about a new job. Think about, where you would possibly want to go. And if you move, where that place is going to be. Just imagine it. Just imagine. Be like, play around in your own imagination. Be like, so if I move, I can imagine myself working ... Okay?
Okay.
That's what I want you to think about as you go to sleep tonight. Okay?
Okay. All right,
dear. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you feel so much better. I'm sending you lots of love and many blessings your way.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Whew. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I'm going to close out the show. It has been very intense. I am feeling very fiery right now. And that sucks because I got to go to bed. But I hope you all enjoyed. If you're listening this, obviously on archive, if you're listening this long, Thank you very much for reading. And make sure that you come and tune in next Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday. Got to catch the time, so look around. It kind of switches from a few times. So make sure you keep an update on that. Please, if you are interested in interacting with me, follow me on Facebook. For those of you that are not friends, Brandon Hauser is the name. Right now I got a picture of my avatar self on there, but it changes a lot. So add me on Facebook. If you do also want personal readings and you want your own individual service for personal spiritual advising, you can visit me at www.keen.com/thedreamteacher, TDT, or you can call 1-800-ASK-KEEN, that's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, and dial my extension 039-68-444 to set up an appointment with me, and if you're lucky, I might just be online. But if not, just set up an appointment with me, and I will be so glad to work with you and help you out with anything that you have. I do many, many things, and my main thing is to help you realize that you have an absolutely perfect life already. All right, I'm getting out of here. Thank you all so much for listening. Much love and gratitude. Sweet dreams.